W3EME Mobile. Speaking of crazy sucking hounds, how you doing, Todd? What DV? That would be because this Todd says, who else would be nasty to say something like that? I know I got you packed, don't I? How you doing, man? You staying dry? I was just over checking my floating device to see how bad it was. Got a little bit of water in one cover, but the bills didn't look bad. They're still floating the way it's supposed to be. Man, we've had a lot of rain. It's KF4SDQ. I'm glad everything's looking pretty good there, W3EME Mobile. Yeah, you got to keep an eye on them. Your floating unit. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I want to weigh in for a night shift tonight. Last one of the set. Been a couple of nightmares. Stuff, just typical stuff that we get, where, why we're on and what we get paid for. But, yeah, man. What else is going on there? Checked in on the Virginia phone net, using emergency power. That worked good. In and out because we had a storm coming in here. I don't know what else has been going on. I haven't talked to you in a little while. But that's about it. Everything else seems to be moving along pretty well. I've got a few day shifts next week, and then I'm out of here. We'll be going to Colorado. Sounds like fun. You taking a bike out there, or are you taking a car? Definitely no car. I'm riding a bike out there in Denver, and then I'll ride to Durango. And then ride all around that area, the Four Corners area. And I don't think I'm going to go down into Monument Valley. That's a long ride. That's about an 8-hour. That's just a little bit of a long ride while we're in the middle of the trip because we got some major other rides just traveling back and forth from Durango to get back up to Sturgis. I'm making that a 2-day trip. Stop at Steamboat Springs, back at staying in Custer for a few days, and then back to Denver and on, you know, to dump in. To dump the bike in a steaming pile of worn-out rubber and brake linings, and then jump on the jet and fly back. Sounds awesome. I hope you have a great and a safe trip. We're headed for Maine Thursday. We're taking the camper and headed for Maine for a week. We're going for 11 days, maybe just camping. Do you know Randy? He's on an 015 repeater all the time. He just got back from 36 days on a motorcycle. He did Mexico, California, Canada, Oregon, 11,000 miles. On the 147-150, Randy. No, it doesn't ring a bell. I would know him as another motorcyclist. I really want to talk to him. Remember the Rappahannock Radio Club. Randy, I can't even think of what his call sign is right now. But yeah, he just recently got a new Harley, and him and a buddy on a Goldwing, they took off a month ago. They just got back, man. 36 days on the road. Like his mother lives out there in California. They rode out there. They were from coast to coast. They walked into Mexico, had a beer. They were up in Canada, and then... All over, man. He says we didn't take any freeways. We took all state roads and just rode it out, man. I haven't met him, but I listened to the 015 at the house quite a bit. Give me his call sign if you know it. If not, tell him to reach out to me. I don't, you know, when I commute, I'm on this one or on the 147-15 usually. Sometimes on the... sometimes on the Annapolis 147-10, that one's really in bad shape lately. If you don't remember the call sign, maybe you can, when you talk to him next time, have him reach out to me, give him my call sign. KM4HFB, Kilo Mike 4H, Hotel Fox Bravo. Definitely doesn't ring a bell, HFB. I'd like to talk to him. He's obviously a rider, that's cool. Hey, he's done a ride once or twice before, he said, but you know, he hasn't done it in a while, and like I said, he just recently took off and just got back. But I mean, might get a kick out of that talking to him. So, yeah, keep an eye out for Randy, KM4HFB, Randy. guy. He's probably our age. He's really thin boy, that's for sure. No offense to Andy, but he's got a little bit of a belly on him. But he rode all right, he said. All right, W3EME, I got him. I got his APT.net email address in Spotsylvania in Fredericksburg. Hold him up on the QRZ database here. Very good. I'll reach out to him. Should I tell him I know you? Well, you don't know me real well. I talked to him in town, and I talked to him once or twice at one of the meetings I was going to join in there. And for some reason, I can never remember to go back to the meetings and sign up. It's just too much stuff going on in life makes it a struggle, you know? That reminds me, I need to send some dues into the two clubs that I'm members of, the Montrose Club and my Southern Maryland Amateur Radio Club. I owe dues on both of them. Thanks for the reminder on that. Very cool. I'll reach out to them. That's neat. That's really neat. Thanks. Well, Harley's, for a big guy, Harley's definitely a great bike to have. It's just, the big Indians, the big Harleys, it's just a lot more comfortable than, and now the BMW's got a big old touring cruiser, which is really a nice bike too, and of course Goldwing's. So there's plenty of, there's those four big cruisers that are available, and Yamaha and the other ones, Kawasaki, they've got other ones that are pretty good size too. So, yeah, good business, man. That is great. So have you been out on the floating, on the sailboat? Have you been out in a while? I know summer's kind of like really not the best time to go. I like going in the fall.
Honestly, I haven't been out sailing this year yet. I've not been out. My wife was playing the summer with my kids and my grandson, and my mother was here, and the weather's been sucky. The boat has been off the dock one time. We rode out, turned around, come back, there's no wind. Sails have not been up.
Yeah, that's the tough part about the summer. It's with all them. The only time you can go out is usually, front's coming in. And then you get some good, southeast, and wait until the front goes out, and then get the nice northwest, and then it dies back down again, But man, two months in the fall, 2 months in the spring, man, that's the time to go. Always the best. I like it when it's brisk out. My favorite.
Well, we'll go in October here. Me and my buddy go for our Maggie cruise. Middle-aged guys go east. We've been doing that for the last 5 years. We missed last year. My buddy died. We're going to go again this year. Middle-aged guys go east. Just wherever the wind blows, it's not COVID. But, anyhow, that's all I'm doing here, man. I got to go in and see what my wife's got cooking. She's working on payroll for us. We need done these times. How's the weather? You're the weatherman. How's the weather look for this coming week? Is it going to be all rained out, or is it just off and on?
Pretty rained out through Tuesday. Today we had the little nice gap there. It was, blue skies there for a while, just like they forecasted. It looks like pretty on and off all day tomorrow and Tuesday. Wednesday looks like it might get a little break. And tapering off as the weekend comes in. So, but you're headed north. You're headed north on. When did you say you head north towards the next weekend?
Going to Scranton on Thursday. We'll stay overnight in Scranton, and then we're going to Cape Cod, Martha's Vineyard, Friday and Saturday. Then we'll leave and go to Portland, and then we'll go over to Bangor, Maine, and where we're headed from there, I don't know.
Sounds like a blast. I've ridden a bike up there quite a bit. I have a friend that lives in Stowe, and I had a friend that lives up in by Junior Lake, which is out in the middle of almost nowhere up in Maine. It's up above Bangor. And I've ridden around a lot, to New Hampshire, Vermont, and Maine with him a lot, because he knew a lot of the area. And then I'd gone to a festival in the White Mountains, of New Hampshire, for almost 10 years in a row, I think 9 years. And And so then up there, and always rode the bike every time, went up there, rode the bike. So, you know, it's been really, that's a beautiful area. You can have a blast. I like Portland town. I like the water front of that area. I've never been to Martha's Vineyard. Hung around in Massachusetts a bit too. Well, I think you can have a great time. I think if everything pulls off, what happens? We got blocking high over the North Atlantic right now. That's holding all this moisture and this low pressure center. We had two low pressure centers colliding with each other, and that's what screwed us up, man. We had those, and then that's what's giving us all this rain. We had one come from the northwest up at the lakes, and then we had one come up from the south. So that's, we just tons of precipitable moisture here right now. But, come towards the end of the week, it should be starting to, push out and get offshore and go away. We're hoping. Let me ask you a quick question here. Do you get weekends off, or are you jammed up every weekend? The schedule I work right now has a lot of weekends working. You just got to pick and choose. I need to know ahead of time. I can't just, I can take maybe a day off at the spur of the moment, but I usually work. Right now my schedule includes usually some Wednesdays, always Thursday, always Friday, and always Saturday. Does that make sense? So that's my core week, and then I've got, I work some, so I work usually off on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
Gotcha. I'll keep you in mind when we get ready to do our October cruise and figure out where we're going. I'll give you a shout on the radio if I can. Maybe you can get time off. You want to go for about a 4-day out of sailboat. I'll let you know.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. Yeah, plan it. Plan like you usually do it. Just let me know and I'll see if I can make it. That's a great invitation. You got my cell number too, I think. I think we traded cell numbers.
In fact, I do have it, brother. Just kind of keeping your mind here. You said you like to sail, and like it says, our one buddy, he was 70 years old, 72, maybe 34. We don't know. He lied to us that much. But he was right up there, and he sailed with us every year, but he died of liver cancer, so liver disease or something. But anyhow, let's keep you in mind for that ride. I'm going to get out of here, and on your final there, Todd, I got to go and see you with Whitestone on K73 with you. But I appreciate the comeback.
That sounds good, Doug. Thanks so much for considering me to come along. Oh, yeah, I love to sail, man. I used to race for a little while with a couple people. Darden Elm was the name of the guy who owned the vessel that we sailed out of back in the 80s, out of Annapolis. It was a lot of fun, man. We had a good time. He was hardcore, but we played pretty good quite often. 73, see you, Doug. There, Camp 4SQ, W3EME, the best of you. Have a nice Sunday night.